And good afternoon. It's 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. One person died in a one-vehicle crash in Minocqua last night. Minocqua police report the crash happened at about 7:45 on Squirrel Lake Road, just south of the intersection of South Baudelaire Road. A male passenger died at the scene, while the female driver was taken to Howard Young Medical Center by ambulance. The crash remains under investigation, and no further information is available. The Small Town Baseball World Series will return to Minocqua for the third consecutive time, July 23rd through the 26th. Event organizer Rick Westfall told the Minocqua Town Board this week that the number of teams will be down this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. As of this week, he has about 40 teams signed up for the tournament. Teams will be coming from Crandon, Eagle River, Edgar, and a few from the Upper Peninsula, among other places. Most of the games will be played at the Minocqua Park Complex on Highway 70 West. The World Series is one of several baseball and softball tournaments his organization is fielding this summer in the Badger State. It now has tournaments in more than a dozen states. In the prior 2 years, the teams, families, and supporters have filled motels in Minocqua, Tomahawk, and Eagle River, according to Westfall. This week, the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce kicked off a two-month Buy Local campaign to highlight the importance of local businesses during the pandemic. Chamber Executive Director Lauren Sackett says local support is important.
We are kicking off the 8-week-long Buy Local campaign, really to highlight the importance of our local businesses and how they're going to be really kind of key to our economic recovery.
She says the promotion is a way for the community to rally around local businesses. The toolkit has graphics, logos, and messaging that individuals can use to highlight the Buy Local campaign. One topic is titled Eating Locally. It'll show how restaurants have been impacted and how you can support them. Other topics will follow. Sackett says the chamber is hoping to build community pride through the campaign. More information is on the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce website, more through the office. Last Thursday, the state's utility regulator voted unanimously to lift the temporary moratorium on utility disconnections for non-payment. Ken Kroll says customers behind on bills should take notice.
Routinely, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin allows utilities to disconnect customers who are behind on their bills after April 15th. After November 15th each year until spring, there's a moratorium on disconnections to keep heat on in the homes. This year, the coronavirus outbreak prompted the state to extend the moratorium until July 25th. PSC Commissioner Tyler Huebner says the idea was to extend essential services during the Safer at Home order by Governor Evers. He says that order has ended.
The reality of forcing the utilities to ensure that everyone had service, even if those customers couldn't pay. And so eventually those costs add up and go on to other utilities. And so as we continue to unwind and bounce back, we felt it was prudent at this time to move forward with heading back to normal.
Huebner says they wanted to get the word out early so customers behind on their bills can reach out to their utilities.
And we've encouraged the utilities to be very flexible and work with customers because we understand this is a very unprecedented time.
Huebner says utilities will give notice to customers on July 15th, and if a payment plan isn't in place on July 25th, then disconnection can occur. Huebner says there are programs to help people pay their utility bills with more information available through their utilities. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Northwood's businesses need to act soon to get some relief from a program called We're All In. The We're All In grant initiative by Governor Evers provides $2,500 grants to the 30,000 small businesses. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Regional Representative Jim Rosenberg details the grants.
What it's designed to do is try to get businesses over this hump that's been created by a lot of closures and a lot of people not being able to do business or do business as well. So to tide them over, they've got rent, they've got utilities, they've got other expenses to pay. And this is meant to help them cover some of those expenses.
Rosenberg says any for-profit businesses with 20 or fewer full-time employees and with revenues under $1 million is eligible. He says the application process is pretty easy. The We're All In online application to help small businesses is now open and will be extended through midnight Tuesday, June 23rd. Rosenberg says all applications will be considered regardless of application date. We have a link on our website. website, WXPR.org. Taking a look at your forecast for this afternoon, we expect sunny skies to continue with a high near 83. Tonight, clear, low around 58. For tomorrow, sunny with a high near 85. And then Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms rolls in, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Undercurrents is on the way next, then All Things Considered comes your way. That starts at 4 o'clock right here on WXPR. You're listening to WXPR News.